Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Összul Gabir úr. Jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyát!
Hello fellow Beastians, this is Beastcast number 34. Let's get right into this matter. Probably this episode is going to be a little bit shorter since I don't have that many topics and I have to get back to work on Virtual Warriors number 4. Yes, I've been working on that. And it was supposed to come out today. It's probably going to be out tomorrow. Actually, it was supposed to come out yesterday. The thing is, guys, the phase one of the Beast Wars is, I'm not saying it's stalled or anything, it's going well. It's just, I need to be working this weekend on the next content for the next week. That way it's going to be regular. So, because last weekend I didn't have any time to work on any stuff other than, because, for example, the rendering of the D&D episode took forever. Like, that 4.5, it was 4 hours, 45 minutes video, took, like, I would say at least 7-8 hours to render, and about 7 hours to upload on YouTube. So, yeah, it's also the reason why, because 7 hours is a big chunk of time, so, and I could only do it, like, I did it usually when over the night and stuff. But this weekend I'll be focusing on next week's content. There's also going to be a new D&D session recording, since I have that already. I have the raw recordings. I have to, again, you know, edit it, render it. But what I'm going to do the rendering and stuff overnight so it doesn't cut into my time when I can work on other content. Now, anyway, that's that stuff. Let's talk about the usual stuff. So one of the big things I've been reading on the interwebs is that Disney has announced standalone Star Wars movies, and based on certain characters. They want to make one with a young Han Solo. I don't know if that's a good idea, honestly, since they will have to recast Han Solo, and it's going to kind of fuck up with the continuity. And as much as the new trilogy was bad, and it had some continuity issues, it still wasn't that bad, because there was a huge time difference, and the only characters that did pop up from that were also in the old movies were old people, like in costumes or they were CGI. So that worked out. But, you know, unless they can find a guy that looks exactly like Harrison Ford, can play Han Solo, not so sure about that. But they are also saying a Boba Fett movie, which does make kind of sense, because I mean, Boba Fett is probably the most liked side character of Star Wars that Lucas has killed off in Return of the Jedi, but the fans say no. Like, I always remember when he falls into the Sarlacc pit because of the blind fumbling, random fumbling of Han Solo, and he falls in there, and the fans didn't want him to die because in the comics they made him then so badass, he even fought Darth Vader and shit. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure standalone Boba Fett probably is time between episode 6. I mean, the first time he pops up, yeah, episode Return of the Jedi. Not Return of the Jedi, no, he pops up in Empire Strikes Back. And then before that, in the new trilogy, he is, you know, you can see Jango Fett and you can see him as a kid. So there's a bunch of time where you could even make multiple Boba Fett movies. Han Solo, young Han Solo movie, Disney, please no, don't do it. We love Han Solo how he is. Let him have one more ride in this episode 7, then, you know, give him a farewell, because fucking Harrison Ford is already 300 years old, you know. He won't be able to play the scruffy-looking nerf herder. I mean, now he should be just like an old, wizened pirate smugglers in space dude, you know, telling his kids what to do and what not to do and whatever. So, you know, it will be cool to see him again. Hopefully the movies... It kind of feels like Disney wants to really milk this cow. And that's not a good sign, you know. I mean, I get it. They wanna get money out of Star Wars. But let's focus on... I find the idea of movies not in the trilogy, so separate Star Wars movies, a good idea. But, like, for example, make an Old Republic movie, Star Wars. Seriously, like, make an Old Republic movie and everyone will be happy. You know, make one based basically on Knights of the Old Republic. Make one based on Jedi Knight, the game. Or Jedi Academy. You know, that would be a great movie where you could possibly even have, you know, Mark Hamill reprises Luke Skywalker. Although you would have to change the canon, the story of Jedi Knight to play a little bit later, which would be fine, you know. And that would be cool, you know. And please have... don't have the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. It should be on Dagobah, really. That's the best place for it. Anyway. Apparently there was some tweet made by the actor Andrew Garfield, who I think his name is Andrew Garfield, who's played the new Spider-Man, that apparently the new Spider-Man is they were teasing to be in the Marvel Ultimate Alliance. He's basically was saying that, you know, that there has been rumors at Sony again that they're thinking of making a Venom movie, trying basically to make every movie that they can out of this franchise just to keep the license, because Sony is... Apparently, Sony, the movie company, at least the movie company part, is going bankrupt, or all of Sony, I don't know. But basically, there was this one guy who tweeted, "It seems like you're making a big Spider-Man movie-verse, you know, because now, since Avengers did it, everybody wants to do it, you know, it's like, you know, think Avengers." Yeah. I'm happy for that, but apparently, he says, the guy was saying, "You guys, Sony's making a big Spider-Man movie-verse," kind of in that vein, not exactly quoted, and then he's saying, "Think bigger," and then everybody is saying, "Yeah, he's gonna be in Avengers, he's gonna be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe." Hold on, hold your horses, fellas. I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. Seriously, like, until I see that actor pop up in one of the movies or hinted at, like, I'm not gonna believe it. So, I was contacted on Steam, but I can't talk now because I am recording the Beastcast. Anyway, so, yeah, I, as I said, I won't believe it until I actually see footage of some sort or some kind of, like, official proof, like Marvel Disney coming out and saying, "Yes, we made a deal with Sony. And, you know, Sony can still, you know, that Spider-Man is going to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe." If that would be true, it would be awesome. But I'm not gonna get my hopes up and then let them be crushed, you know. Like, I haven't even seen the new Spider-Man movie, but apparently, I have heard something that, apparently, in Avengers, there was supposed to be a tower. One of the towers in New York was supposed to have Oscorp written on it, but they didn't put it on because of time constraints. Now, and Sony was okay with that, and apparently, and other people have been saying that Sony is publishing one of the new Marvel animated features, which is Iron Man Techno War or something, where Punisher also pops up. So Sony, for some reason, is publishing that, so, and it's not Disney, so, and especially, why isn't it Disney, since Disney is like the big animation house? I don't get it, but okay. And apparently, Sony's running out of money, so, in a way, it would make sense to at least make a deal. Like, I don't they will claw. Apparently, in movie wise, Spider-Man is the only thing that is keeping Sony Movie Studios alive, and apparently Man in Black 3 didn't do well. I haven't even seen it yet. I didn't like the second one too much, you know. It was pretty much more of this first one. It wasn't really, and it was a little bit too short, and there was not that what I was hoping for, you know, because it felt so kind of rigid and so the same. Because the first one was really cool, and it was something different, and it was a really cool idea, something new, but yet also very retro in science fiction at the time, you know. But the second one was kind of, okay, it's more of the same, you know. The third one, I don't know, now they have time travel. And the reason why they have it is because Tommy Lee, you know, the guy who's playing the white dude, and I can't remember his name right now. Tommy Lee something, I think. Tommy Lee Jones, maybe? I don't know. But he didn't want it to play in the entire movie, so they got another guy who does look like him, a younger guy, and basically Will Smith, Agent K, or Agent J, whatever, he travels back into the past and meets him there, and they have to do something, and he has only so much time, blah, blah, blah. I'll check it out eventually, but it wasn't a movie that I was really excited to see in the movie theaters, like, especially after the trailer. And I'm a big fan of science fiction and shit, and I probably would have watched it anyway, but, you know, I have been forced to, because of budget concerns, I cannot go and watch every movie that I want in the movie theaters, which is fine, you know. And, of course, I watched Avengers and Hobbit. I might watch Life of Pi. I don't know yet. My brother said it was really cool, and my brother is pretty picky with movies. We'll check it out. Yeah, so new images from Star Trek Into Darkness. I'm kind of liking that movie less and less. Apparently, the main villain is played by the same guy who plays the new Sherlock Holmes in that BBC series, where it's like Sherlock Holmes, but in our time, which kind of doesn't make any sense to me. And all the pictures are just like, oh, he's so evil, he's so bad, and here's a picture, he's surrounded by red shirts, oh my god, they're gonna die, you know, it's like, eh. And then we have, the chick who plays Uhura, who is very attractive, but doesn't really look anything like Uhura. I mean, she's way too skinny to be Uhura, to be honest. I mean, it's still good, you know? And we got J.J. Abrams, who's going to be the master of the movie verses, because now he also is going to direct Star Wars. And I heard he's in talks with Valve. Valve is interested in making either a Half-Life or a Portal movie. And I am shitting bricks, because video game movies have been banned to the shitstorm. Like, even the best video game movies, I mean, most video game movies suck ass. I mean, I personally like the first Street Fighter movie, but even I will admit it's a guilty pleasure, but it's not as bad as a lot of people say. Yeah, it's corny as fuck, but what do you expect based off of a 80s fighting game? Now, I think the biggest reason why people hated the Street Fighter movie, because it wasn't Ryu and Ken who were the main characters, but it was Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile. And I think Van Damme did a good job with Guile, because he had the physical ability, he could do the different moves, he could do the flash kick, you know, and he could do the different fighting style and stuff. So what, he's got a big fat accent, you know, it's not about how he talks and shit, this is supposed to be a martial arts movie. And people were upset, well, it's not a tournament, it's like a big war and shit. Yeah, well, if you want to see Street Fighter the movie, then watch Bloodsport. You know, there's a bunch of the Kumite-style martial art movies where you see, I mean, Street Fighter is based off of these movies, basically, you know. So, you know, go and watch those, because honestly, I thought the whole war thing and how Shadaloo was a country, I enjoyed that. And yes, it was over the top, but it was fun, you know. The only thing that I would have liked to seen is more of the energy attacks, like the Hadouken and shit. And technically there was it, but yeah, that one was pretty shit, where it was just like Ryo does something, and he doesn't even say his Hadouken thing. There's just like, there's literally just a fracture of a second of a like white screen, and then him, and then it's not even really, you know. If you compare that to, for example, Mortal Kombat, the movie, there they did it much better because Liu Kang did his fireball attack. He did it from really close, so they were like saying, well, it's kind of a fireball attack, but it was still cool. And I do like the Street Fighter movie. When I was a kid and I saw that trailer, I shat bricks. I was like, holy shit. But when I saw the Mortal Kombat trailer, I shat bricks made of adamantium. Seriously, I mean, that trailer was the shit. It was so awesome. It was everything I hoped for. And yeah, sure, it could have been more brutal and more bloody and more fatalities, sure. But you have to remember, this was marketed for kids because kids would want to watch that. You know, adults at that time didn't give a fuck about Mortal Kombat, usually. You know, there might have been a couple, but it wouldn't have been enough to fill the movie theaters. And as far as I understand, the first Mortal Kombat movie is still the only one to make any significant money. Although, and being, you know, somewhat successful, it was good. I liked it a lot. And, you know, Death Adder 83, you know, I talked to him because, you know, he's just a big Mortal Kombat fan, and I was writing comments and shit. And he was asking, because I was talking about the Mortal Kombat live-action series, and not the Legacy one, not the web series, which I enjoyed a lot. I'm talking about Mortal Kombat Conquest, and it's not that well-known. It only lasted a season, you know, but still it was a season, 22 episodes, a full season. And it was actually pretty cool. It was supposed to be the prequel to Mortal Kombat, like 400 years, the last tournament, you know, and Kung Lao was the main character. And he had two sidekicks which were made for the series, and one of them was, Christina Loken. That was pretty much her first role, and yeah, we digged her, you know. She's an attractive lady, but, you know, there it was cool. She's weird. She had, like, pink hair, and that was supposed to be like the 16th century or something, and what, you know. But whatever, it was a TV show, and it was fun, you know. It was very much Mortal Kombat. It was very much like the movie, of course scaled down to a 90s TV show, but you had already Scorpion and Sub-Zero have their first fight, and the whole origin of Sub-Zero and Scorpion and why they hate each other was shown. Like, not Scorpion's origin was shown. It was said, but, you know, how they wanted revenge, and they had a cool fight. And you had a bunch of minor characters pop up in live action that haven't been in live action before. And you had, for example, Quan Chi was at one point a bigger villain, and he was cool. And you had Smoke from... No, you didn't have Smoke. You had a Noob Saibot, who was really cool. I enjoyed that episode the most. You even had Rain, like super, super obscure MK character. He was the purple ninja that I think appeared in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, who could summon lightning and shoot like these big water bullets. And it was kind of weird because a lot of people always theorize that Rain is actually Raiden, but he's disguised as a ninja, you know, as a Lin Kuei ninja. And, you know, it's Mortal Kombat had always these rumors floating around, the craziest rumors, and the developers made the game with a bunch of secrets, and they never would, a lot of times they would let the fans, you know, believe what they believed, you know, but after a while, we knew what was true and what wasn't. I remember one of the craziest rumors, you know, Mortal Kombat 2 had a bunch of rumors. Like, I remember there was this rumor where in this acid pit level, you know, when you uppercut somebody and they fall into if you do the stage fatality where they uppercut them and they fall into the acid pit. What I really hated is that you had to do a stage fatality for the stage, you know. Like, in the first Mortal Kombat, I loved it. You uppercutted somebody and they fell into the pit and they died. So even if you couldn't pull off a fatality, there you could still do one. But, you know, in Mortal Kombat 2, then you had to do a separate stage fatality, which I always thought was excessive. You know, sure, if you were the master player, then you can do it. But, you know, by Mortal Kombat 3, you had to do the exact I mean, the fatalities were ridiculous. You had to be in the exact distance. You had to do the exact button combinations, and you had to pray for God that it worked, you know. And I managed to do most of the fatalities. Never could do a stupid animality because you have to do a mercy in the third round or something, or not block, or I don't know, and then you can do it, but it's just. And I know there's probably like Mortal Kombat Master Lords that I can do it all the time, and like it's great for you. I know my cousin was good at fatalities. I got good at fatalities when I played it on an emulator. Yeah, I know. Emulators, ROMs are bad, blah blah blah. But I played the original game, you know, and stuff. So I just wanted to play it again. And Steam has apparently the Mortal Kombat collection, and I want to get that. Because it has online multiplayer. Because what bothers me with the Sega Mega Drive games is that there is no online multiplayer. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, why? I'm basically paying money for the ROM. Like, I could download the ROM. And, you know, I know it's not legal to download a ROM, whatever, whatever, who gives a fuck? But if I would have online multiplayer, and I bought two games from Steam too that I love dearly. I got Altered Beast and I got, what is it? Shadow Dancer, the second Shinobi game for the Mega Drive. Although you could always argue that Shadow Dancer is more a direct sequel to the arcade Shadow Dancer game. And, ugh, confusing as fuck. Anyway. I like Shadow Dancer a lot, but it's hard. It's pretty hard, especially at the end. The biggest annoyance is it's a one-hit kill. Anyway, I'm going away and I'm just going on a tangent. So we had Mortal Kombat, the movie. Yeah. So yeah, Mortal Kombat. I like the movie, and Mortal Kombat Conquest was the first live-action series that came after the. I believe it came around after the first movie, and then you had Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which sucked ass, because they completely ruined Cyrax and Smoke. Smoke isn't supposed to shoot rockets out of his chest. Cyrax looked like a shitty Power Rangers villain. They recast Raiden. I mean, Christopher Lambert pretty much sold that movie, because he could play the immortal dude really well. They recast Sonya, she was in the first movie, that actress, I don't know what her name is, but I had the hots for her back then, you know. I mean, you know, she was awesome, and she could play the tough chick, and she could also play the vulnerable chick, but you know, I mean, she freaking killed Kano with her thighs. She had the sexiest fatality, you know. I mean, she didn't do her signature kiss and then energy pops out, because, like, what I didn't understand is, like, okay, in a video game, they shoot stuff and whatever, and you don't have to explain it, but. Why exactly could Sonya shoot these weird purple energy things, you know? I mean, Liu Kang had this whole Kung Fu Chi thing going on. Jax had, like, cybernetic arms so you could shoot rockets and shit. Sub-Zero could do the magical ice ninja shit. Scorpion was a demon. Sektor and Cyrax and Smoke were all robots, you know? And, yeah. So, also, why could Johnny Cage do it? Like, was he trained by some master, you know? But, so, Mortal Kombat Conquest was great. Mortal Kombat Legacy was a great series, and they're making a second season, and I enjoy that. There's not too much to say about Legacy other than one of the last, I think the last battle was Cyrax. Sektor, or was it Cyrax and Smoke? I think it was Cyrax, Sektor, and Hydro, who is the blue robot ninja who actually didn't appear in the video games, but he did appear in the Mortal Kombat Malibu comic, and is apparently canon, which is weird because he wasn't in the video game, at least not in the official video games. He has been in fan video games, like there's one. Which was made with Mugen, which is really good, which has a version of Hydro and a really well done one. And what I'm thinking is, okay, so you have Hydro in the series, can you please put him in one of the next Mortal Kombat games, you know? I mean, you have him already in your official series. If he's going to be canon there, he might as well be canon in the video games, you know. But whatever, they might do it, you know. It was a cool nod to the fans, and I think they wanted to do a three-way fight, and I think originally they planned it with Smoke, but they want to save up Smoke for the next season, which is a good idea. Don't put in all your eggs into the basket. Now, in many ways, I've liked it more. I hated the Raiden episode because they made Raiden look weak. And Raiden materializes in an insane institute, and then they keep him under drugs, and he has to get out. He has to, like, kill himself so he can lightning beam himself up. And I'm like, dude, you cannot do this kind of storyline with Raiden. You know, you could have done it with Johnny Cage, with Jax, with anybody, but not with the Thunder God. Yes, he's mortal, maybe, or whatever, at this point, but he's still the Thunder God, for Christ's sake. You do not just put in... He shouldn't even have... he should be completely immune to these poisons, you know, to these... It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, he even started with a whole apologetic, well, this is the way how I want to show it, like, really realistic and gritty, but with the mystical element. I'm like, this is the whole, he's a one big fucking mystical element. You do not, you know, freaking, don't do that. You know, he didn't fuck with Scorpion. He did Scorpion properly, because he knew you do not fuck with Scorpion, because he's probably... Because Scorpion and Sub-Zero have the most fans. I mean, Scorpion and Sub-Zero are like Ryu and Ken from Street Fighter. It's kind of weird because, you know, you have always these two characters that are basically a palette swap. Even Ryu and Ken from in the beginning and early times, because Ken was just, you know, they just made his costume red. They made him white. They just extended the hair from Ryu and made it blonde and just extended it somewhat so it looks long. But that's why he still has the bushy eyebrows, because I can guarantee you most blonde dudes like that, because Ken basically looks like a surfer dude, but he has these fucking giant eyebrows, you know, like Gogo 13 or something, you know. I mean, the same like Ryu, which doesn't really make sense, but, you know, that's why. But anyway, Street Fighter the movie, yeah, Ken was actually the worst cast dude, because they changed his hair into some douchebag 90s hair, and they gave him... But at least they gave a good explanation why, and everybody was in their costume, for example, and they got a way to get everyone in a costume where it made sense. Yes, and it was still corny and over the top, but even if you hated Street Fighter, you had to love Zangief and M. Bison. Who did I like still? I loved Sagat. I mean, he was totally like Sagat. I loved also Vega. He was really cool. I wish he had more screen time. Chun-Li was cool, you know. And especially if you have seen the Legend of Chun-Li, the reboot, which they completely fucked up, and they tried to do this for the 10-year anniversary of Street Fighter, or was it already the 20-year anniversary? I don't know. But that movie sucked ass. Like, it sucked so bad that after I went out of the movie theater, that there was two other guys, obviously nerds, and I was just telling them, I just had to talk with somebody and say how much it sucked. Like, I'm not that kind of guy who does that, but that movie just sucked ass, because you had Chris Klein play, like, what, Nate? You know, one of the characters. I think it's Nick or Nate or something. It's like Guile's war buddy dude. So, anyway, it sucked, we know that. And video game movies in general, I can give you a little which video game movies were good, because that's a very short list. I'm not going to put in animated ones, because although I did like the Street Fighter 2 animated anime, basically. And there's other Street Fighter animated movies. I think Street Fighter in general, I think video game movies in general, especially ones with anime aesthetics and style, of course you can make an anime out of it. It could still suck, but you have a bigger chance of making it work. Making it work in live action is harder, because you have to balance the crazy over-the-top corniness of a video game with some live action sensibilities. And I'm not, you know how I'm not the fan of dark and gritty, but, you know, some things, I'm not saying have to be changed or fixed, you know, because, yeah, I want to have it unfiltered, but just, you know, Guile's hair, for example, yeah, in the movie, they did it well. They just gave him a normal military-style cut. As far as I know, his hair was supposed to be like the hair from Iceman from Top Gun, because I think he's Air Force. I don't know. So the movies that I liked that were video game related, I think pretty much is Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. Everyone else, for example, I wish there was a Final Fight movie, although maybe not. Double Dragon, right? That one sucked ass. The only good scene was Alyssa Milano's ass. Like that was when she did that scene when, you know, because then she suddenly, you know, suddenly she was an adult or anything, and you know, she was hot. And I was a little kid, and I was like, "Holy shit, it's Alyssa Milano! Holy shit, she became a woman." You know, I just knew her from as the annoying girl from Who's Here the Boss, and I really didn't pay any attention. Then freaking Alyssa Milano from Where's Tony? Tony pops up, and hey, 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 what you doing? What you doing? Hey. That would have been funny. Fun fact is this: in Germany, the same guy who voices Tony from Who's Here the Boss, he voices Alf, which is like, for me, Alf and Tony Dance are like one and the same character. I believe Alf is like the Tony Dancer from space or something, who has a penis nose or something. Anyway, let me think here. Kind of stalling here, but yeah, Double Dragon sucked. Super Mario Brothers sucked ass. There is almost no redeeming qualities in that movie whatsoever. As a kid, I watched it and I got what they wanted to do. I enjoyed that it was kind of like a science fiction movie with dimensional travel. But my problem was that they tried to shoehorn the entire Mario mythology into a sci-fi story, which didn't work, you know. I mean, for example, like, follow the mushroom. Like, the whole mushroom kingdom was just, like, the king being shapeshifted into a mushroom. Koopa was just a dude with some styled hair, you know. It's, yeah, what is it? Toad was just some dude. The Goombas were some reptile-headed dudes. I mean, if anything, they would be the Koopas, you know, not the Goombas. The Goombas would be some kind of toadstool people, you know, some kind of, well, that would be the Toad should be this. He should be like a Mycondit from D&D, you know, something. But it was just like, I mean, Bob Hoskins as Mario was kind of cool, but I guess they could have. Bob Hoskins was pretty good, but I don't even remember him seeing anything else. And I loved him in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you know? And, yeah, also a role in Spice World. Yes, yes, oh my god. That is my biggest shame that I saw that movie. When I was a teenager, wee kid, I had the hots for the Spice Girls. I'm sorry, but it's basically the same thing with Backstreet Boys for Girls, I guess, who were in that time. But whatever, that's a long time ago, and we will not go there. No, no, no. Anyway, so video game movies, yeah. Oh my god, Max Payne. Max Payne, for example, biggest fucking disappointment ever. Could have been a great movie. Could have been the first good movie, video game movie adaptation, and nope. Let's cast Mila Kunis from That 70s Show as Mona Sachs. What the fuck? Yeah, Mila Kunis was hot, sure. I would have banged her, sure. But that's not the whole thing about Mona Sachs. Mona Sachs is supposed to be an older chick. She should be in her 30s, in her mid-30s at least. You know, she should be like a, not quite a MILF, you know, but she should be a hot chick, you know, like a, you know, a little bit more experienced chick, you know, and still attractive. And not just that, it wasn't just her looks. She was a really interesting character, you know. She was like, she had this love-hate relationship, in a way, going with Max Payne, especially in the first game. And then the second one, I haven't played those games in years, but I love the shit out of them. And they could have made a great noir story. And what I hated about the movie, one of the biggest flaws about the movie, was like that they had the Valkyries pop up when they were seeing, when they were on drugs. They would have these big CGI Valkyries that looked like some kind of CGI demons. And I'm like, I could basically say it so. They took out the whole demons, the whole demons from Doom, from the Doom movie, and they put them in Max Payne, where they have nothing to... That should have been a straight-up noir action movie in the style of John Woo. Like, John Woo should have directed that movie straight up, you know? I don't get why they didn't hire him. And some young douchebag director. I don't even know. Was it McGee or something? I don't know. It sucked. Sucked ass. Mark Wahlberg? Marky Mark? Yeah, I'm saying that. He sucked. Why did he have to run out in a completely black suit and jacket and shit? Apparently it won some kind of award or something. It was still a shitty movie, but even like I think ScrewAttack said, or one of the video game websites said, yeah, this is how bad the whole video game movie adaptation is, that a movie shitty as this has to be considered the best, because as much as I hate Max Payne, it's not the worst video game adaptation ever, because that would be probably everything from Uwe Boll, especially Alone in the Dark, which was a huge disappointment. Oh my god. Blood Rain at least somewhat resembled the game, I guess, but I haven't played the game, really. I know about it and shit, but, you know, suddenly they are in the 19th century, but it looks like medieval, they're in medieval Romania and shit, and they have, who's the guy, you know, from, you know, some Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, his name is on my tongue. Reservoir Dogs. I can't remember his name. Michael Madsen. Michael Madsen had this weird mullet going, and he was, you know, trying to be cool and shit, but, you know, and you know, Michael Madsen is always cool. I get it. He had to make money, he had to pay the bills, so he makes a shitty movie, you know, but why? Why? You were in fucking Reservoir Dogs. You were in fucking Reservoir Dogs. He was also in other Tarantino movies, I believe. Anyway, yeah. There was a pretty steamy sex scene. It was like, holy shit. With Christina Loken, who at that time already was the wife of Uwe Boll. That's the only way she gets roles. Because, I mean, she's no actress. She's a model pretending to be an actress. Let's face it, you know. And she's not getting younger, you know. Apparently, well, they made a second and even a third Blood Rain or something. And the third one, they fight the Nazis, I guess, finally. Like the first game. But, yeah. And Uwe Boll. Uwe fucking Boll. I have seen the Postal movie. That one sucked too, and I'm kind of feeling like there shouldn't have been a movie based on Postal. There was one funny moment where you had Uwe Boll appear as like Hitler, and because they were in some weird, he was going for like. The advertisements say live-action South Park. Far from the truth. I mean, the writing was horrible. And he was basically trying to make a bad movie. But it just was a bad movie, usually. It wasn't really funny. Apparently, he was saying it followed more the plot of the first game. Because was he pretending that there's going to be a second movie? Come on. Come on, Uwe. Come on. Dungeon Siege in the Return of the King or something like that with our favorite British, God damn it, Check it out. In the Name of the King, yeah. There was even a sequel to that one. And that one, the first one had, who does it have? Jason Statham. Yeah, Jason Statham. It was, from all of his movies, it wasn't the worst, but it was still pretty bad. I mean, it was a pretty shitty fantasy movie, to be honest. I mean, the acting was freaking terrible, and Christina Loken was some kind of weird elf or something on the trees. And, oh yeah, Lily Sobieski was in that one. That's sad, she wasn't. There were some good movies. The second one had Dolph Lundgren in it. Like, yeah, the action dude who pretty much does everything. I recently watched Red Scorpion again with Dolph Lundgren, and that one is badass. That is pure 80s nostalgia. Like, that's the Dolph Lundgren that I want to see. But, oh well. I'm video game movies, yeah. I can't think of a really good one other than Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, the movie. And Street Fighter movie is more about lols, really, at this point. I mean, I always remember that scene when they have the camera. I mean, and they got Kylie Minogue as Cammy. Perfect casting. I mean, it was all about the looks. You know, we wanted to see a live-action Cammy. You know, that was our teenage boy's dream, basically. And we got it. You know, we got Kylie Minogue, who is a fantabulous behind, if I may say so. And is also attractive in general. And she has a British accent. So, because Cammy is British, it all fit together. Now, she's not a great actress, but she did act before. Mostly, she was on some kind of soap opera in Australia. Kaiser would know that. I'd bang the shit out of her, especially, and I would ask her to be in the Cammy outfit. That's just how it is. Apparently, Van Damme had a thing with her at the filming, and he was married at the time, so naughty Van Damme, but I can understand him. I wonder if they were in costume, because that would be pretty funny. Anyway, well, what the fuck was I talking about? Superhero, yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, they basically said that they possibly can do they wanted to do the thing, you know, the buildings, and there's a couple of other things they said, like that the movie happens after Avengers, and there was construction and the movie going on. That's very vague. You want him to be there. Of course, I want him to be there too. I want all of the Marvel dudes being in one house, you know, but we gotta be patient. You know, we got Daredevil back recently. We got Punisher back. Every character is a win. Every character that they get back is a win. I don't even expect them to make full-on movies again with these characters if they don't want to. But they probably will eventually, you know. And they will be in the same universe, you know. And that's how it's supposed to be, you know. Like, I really would love Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four. Because those are the three franchises that are really missing, you know. That especially Fantastic Four. And Fantastic Four had a chance. But we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. If this reboot ever happens. I hope the reboot fails. Fails completely, utterly, and rights revert back. Because that would be a case. Anyway, I said that a million times. I'm not going to repeat that. If Spider-Man is really going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we will know for sure. Because freaking Marvel Disney will freaking post it everywhere. We will know that. Or if they would be smart, they won't post it everywhere. They might put a rumor here and plant a rumor here and there. And that might be also what they did with Mark Webb. You know, maybe what he tweeted was kind of Marvel saying, yeah, you know, it would be cool to have Spider-Man, and Sony's not doing so well, so maybe we could just, you know, say, hey, Sony, you know, you can still do your Spider-Man movies, but, you know, we can help you out. If Spider-Man is in Avengers, that would freaking boost the Spider-Man movies to gazillion. Like, if I don't know, like, if Nick Fury pops up in the next Spider-Man, hey, you know, why the shit not, you know? If it turns out that Peter's parents, because in this version they're going with the whole plot way that, with the plot way, it's a new word, not with the whole plot that Peter's parents are actually not dead, but there's some secret agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I personally hate, but fine, because maybe he finds like some kind of a S.H.I.E.L.D. folder. If that would just happen, dude, it would seal the deal. It would seal the deal for me. Spider-Man wouldn't even have to appear. If he would just be like Peter Parker, the reporter, when the Avengers appear, that would be already good. I would be happy with that. But then I'm saying, why not go all the way and have Spider-Man in the Avengers? You know, X-Men, okay, I'm pretty sure as long as Fox doesn't fuck up the X-Men movies totally, loses money, you know, they will keep making X-Men movies. You know, they have now two in the frying oven almost ready. You got the Wolverine and the X-Men First Class 2, Days of Future Past, which both could be potentially really good, but I'm not holding my breath here. I'm going to wait for a trailer. All we got is pictures from the Wolverine movie, and I'm like, okay, it's Hugh Jackman with claws. We saw that already. I want to see more. I want to know that this is a rated R Wolverine movie. I want to see blood and guts and body parts flying around, blades and ninjas and all that shit. That's what I want to see, because that's basically the storyline they're going with. And it's a good idea, but it has to be that. It has to be rated R. You know, Fox, don't fuck this up, you know. But if you do fuck it up and the rights reverse, you know, it's your own fault. It's your own goddamn fault. You fucked it up with the first more Wolverine. Almost destroyed your entire X-Men franchise. Saved it with First Class. Just barely, in box office wise. But we'll just have to wait and see. Now, you know, DC, of course, is waiting for Man of Steel. And if Man of Steel does well, we'll see Justice League, you know. And I talked already about that. Other than that, not too interested in anything else going on. Apparently there's still stuff going on with Godzilla. I don't know. If it's going to be some kind of gritty bullshit, dark and gritty bullshit thing, they're just going to basically repeat the mistakes from the 1998 Godzilla, American Godzilla movie. So, Variety reports that both Bryan Cranston and Elizabeth Olsen are now in talks to join in May, blah blah blah, 2014 release. 2014, go fuck yourself. It's never going to be released 2014. If they're just casting now. You know, it's fucking almost the middle of February. How are they going to pull that off, you know? Okay, so they have the script. They have to cast. Then they have to get all the locations, they got everything need to be built. Yes, they will use a lot of CGI, sure, but there's still gonna be locations and broken, destroyed buildings and sets, and those need time to be built and shit. So, a May 16th, 2014 release. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they're already filming it, but we'll have to wait and see. Apparently there was some kind of poster for a Hercules movie, and you can see, all you can see is his arm and the side of his legs and a loincloth and a big club. Now, which I personally think is cool, because Hercules, in mythology-wise, is more known to wield a club. Now, there has been a couple of, you know, Greek myth movies going around ever since 300. Not even 300. I would say ever since Gladiator did well. Like the Sword and Sandals and mythology movies. The last one was the Immortals. I personally liked Immortals. Was it the greatest one ever seen? No. But I did enjoy the special effects. I loved their take on the Minotaur. The Minotaur was very different. But it was interesting. You know, we've seen a Minotaur made multiple times in movies. You know, this was a new take. And it was still very much, you know, the gods are powerful, and it's very much a Greek myth fantasy epos, you know, so it had some issues here and there, but it was cool, and it was with the actor who's going to be Superman, so that movie gives me hope that he could play a good Superman, you know. Anyway, I've been talking on for long enough. This was kind of a more rambly episode. Really can't think about anything else to talk about, and it's late, and I need to do still stuff. And oh yeah, one more thing. That's where I was originally going. I have to go back to this. J.J. Abrams is in talks with the guys at Valve because they want to make either a Half-Life or a Portal movie. Now, this is nothing sure yet. They are open to talks. That's all what Gabe Newell said. Now, I've been waiting for a Half-Life movie ever since I played through Half-Life, because that would make a good movie. Now, there's a couple of big problems, and they're typical with video games and shit. Gordon Freeman, the main protagonist, doesn't talk. Okay, he has the same, you know, vanilla, no personality really. And all the personality he does has comes from interaction with other people, because he's basically supposed to be you. You're supposed to put yourself into him, you know, like, how should I say, you know, be him, you know. And that's the whole thing with a lot of video game characters, that the main hero doesn't really have a personality, doesn't really talk. And they solved that problem. Now, I've seen that they made this a live-action movie for Halo. Not a big-budget one, a small-budget one, where Master Chief is not the main character, but he's the most important supporting character. And you see the movie through the main character as one of the Marines. Now, I haven't seen that yet, but I like that idea. Now, with Half-Life, I really don't want that. They have to make Gordon Freeman talk. You know, don't make him a big talky-talky guy. Don't make him like Mr. Bean, where he says like 2-3 words and mumbles the rest of the time. Find a middle way, you know. And there's a lot of, you know, you could have, you know, the security guard guy. You could have the chick. Well, if this is the first movie, then just have a cameo of the chick. You know, she would be pretty young still then. Then I don't have the chick. But have the scientist, because when Gordon Freeman returns into the second game, it's like he was in the other dimension and it had 10 years have passed. I don't know, whatever. Half-Life would make a great movie. What they have to figure out is how can they make... and what is it? You know who should play him? Edward Norton. Edward Norton, and he's getting a little bit old for that role, but he would be the perfect Gordon Freeman. He looks, at least in the looks department, and he can play this nerdy dude as we seen in Incredible Hulk. And yeah, he should totally be that. He should totally be the freaking scientist, the fish out of water scientist who was involved in a big fuck up opening another dimension, and now he has to deal with it. I want to see this movie. Now, Portal the movie, Portal was a fun game, but Shell even has less personality than Gordon Freeman. Like, she doesn't say anything either, okay? And I haven't played the second game. And the only people in the first game that you talk to, only people, are the robot, the big AI, you know, the who wants to give you the pie or whatever, the cake. Yeah, you probably know that song, whatever. I can't think of GLaDOS, there we go, and her little robot buddy sentry dudes. And they talk and that's it. I mean, how would you make a movie based on Portal? Now, it would mean you would have to have a whole storyline going, what happened before. How did Shell get there? Like, you would see basically two storylines going. Like, I could see it like she is, you know, how does she get to be, how does she work there, how does she get there? And then you would go back to she's there and stuff. She has to do these riddles. But would it be interesting in a special effects in an action way? You know, because the riddles and stuff are fun in a video game. But all she does is jump through holes, really. Interdimensional holes that open in one way and then you can enter the other way, and you know, that's I don't know. Portal the movie, I'm not really sure that should be. Left 4 Dead could be made, but I'm like, there's a lot of zombie movies like that. It's like really not necessary. But yeah. And apparently J.J. Abrams could film those too. So he's going to be somewhat of the Nerd King or something. And I'm not sure if that's a good idea. Anyway, guys, this was Beastcast number 34, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to put in some kind of music, and that's it for now. May the Death Mug of Doom be with you.
Second day. Who cares to bear the name of the second day?